Thank you very much, Nur Jacob Mayandit, for accepting to speak to the Sudan Tribune. Today in South Sudan, there are various number plates for vehicles that are operating in the region. And as we approach independence in July, what is your view on having different number plates operating in the same country?
My view is that having so many number plates in the country is a risk to the security. That's how I look when you have so many. But it's not a big problem to have different number plates from different countries. But the big problem is having so different number plates of our own country that do not carry security prints that are produced at any time you want to produce. This one posed a threat to our security and to loss of revenues for a country.
So you are a businessman, you have a company also that also specializes in production of number plates. From the business perspective, what do you think is the disadvantage of this?
It's actually 99% of the number plates that exist in South Sudan are produced with Baping modern plates. My concern is that I can produce as many as I want in business perspective. But as a citizen, I look at it as it's not a good idea to have several states, all the 10 states that you produce the way you want, because if you see, you can see there are writings there when you critical observe on the vehicles. We have South Sudan Jonglei State, we have South Sudan Warab State, we have South Sudan Western Equatorial State, and we have CE, that is Central Equatorial State. We have EE, that's Eastern Equatorial State. And also an element of Central South Sudan, Eastern Equatorial State. So you can see a number of them. I will have no problem as a businessman. I will have no problem when the government decentralizes number plates that are properly secured by the security agents and the government itself and the Minister of Internal Affairs.